USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Our Secretary of State will return to Tel Aviv today and continue his mission. Anthony Blinken made stops in Egypt and Jordan over the weekend to urge Arab nations to work together and keep the conflict from expanding and to seek a location for Gaza refugees. Speaking in Cairo yesterday, Blinken said he's making clear the United States stands with Israel while calling for additional aid to deal with the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Senator Lindsey Graham is warning Iran not to get involved in the war between Israel and Hamas. The South Carolina Republican says he plans to introduce a Senate resolution that would allow the United States to deploy troops to join Israel to knock Iran out of the oil business. Graham also relayed concerns about Hezbollah involvement from Lebanon on Israel's northern border. He said that more than 90% of the funding for Hamas and Hezbollah comes from Iran. A vote for new Speaker of the House is expected tomorrow. House Democrat Whip Catherine Clark said the vote for Representative Jim Jordan will happen, but it's unclear if Jordan will gather enough votes to secure his position. While the GOP holds a slight majority in the House, only 4 votes can be lost for Jordan to take the gavel. The vote took place after Jordan secured the nomination on Friday, with the total coming up short of the 217 needed. A stabbing in Chicago Saturday that killed a 6-year-old boy and injured his mother is being called a hate crime. The family's landlord is being charged with first-degree murder, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, and 2 counts of a hate crime. Evidence gathered suggests the family was targeted due to their Islamic faith and the Israel-Hamas war. The suspect was taken into custody and is awaiting a court appearance. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you listening. We are USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get 4 of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
3 people were injured Saturday night after a shooting at the Texas State Fair. The incident prompted a mass evacuation where the fair can draw crowds of over 100,000 or more. A suspect who fled from the scene was later apprehended by police and taken into custody. Conditions for the injured are unknown. The fair reopened at 2 p.m. yesterday and is expected to run through next weekend. Democrats' 2-term hold on the governorship of Louisiana will come to an end after Republican State Attorney General Jeff Landry won the seat Saturday by capturing a majority in an all-party primary. Landry had more than 51% of the vote. The victory precedes 2 more red state governor elections this fall. Democrat Governor Andy Beshear of Kentucky is seeking a 2nd term on November 7th, and Republican Governor Tate Reeves is doing the same in Mississippi. Taylor Swift may be the savior for the movie theater industry.
Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour film grossed a whopping $39 million on Friday, October 13th, placing it alongside other blockbusters like Spider-Man No Way Home at $39.2 million and Joker at $39.4 million. The concert movie has a chance at becoming the biggest October opening of all in North America if it surpasses Joker, according to Comscore. By the end of the weekend, Taylor Swift The Eras Tour will likely become the top-grossing contemporary music concert film of all time, potentially passing Justin Bieber's Never Say Never movie released in 2011. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.